Unit 11. Presentation and Practice 2. Exercise 4. Listen to a radio program about filming in the Caribbean and match the films below to their location.
The Caribbean is a famous tourist location, but it's not just a place to go after you get married or to get a tan on a beach. It's also a famous film location. Even in the early 60s, it was obvious the Caribbean would be an amazing location for a visually stunning story. Ian Fleming himself, who is best known for his James Bond series of spy novels, owned a house here on the northern coast of Jamaica. It's no surprise, then, that the English author used the tropical islands as a setting for many of his books. The exciting action of the spy stories and the dramatic scenery seem made for each other. Since then, the Caribbean islands have been chosen as set locations for numerous films. Film crews are a familiar sight on the islands, where directors and producers get together with screenwriters, costume designers, makeup artists, and actors to make thrilling and beautiful entertainment. Let's look at the top 5 most famous filming locations in the Caribbean. Jamaica was the location for the famous beach scene in the James Bond film Dr. No. It was also where the film Cocktail was shot. When Tom Cruise starred in this film, Jamaica's beach bars became famous overnight. In fact, one is still called the Surprise Cruise Bar. The Bahamas were chosen as the location for other James Bond films, including Thunderball, Never Say Never Again, and Casino Royale. The Dominican Republic was one of the locations for the film version of Miami Vice, and it was also where some scenes from Steven Spielberg's dinosaur film, Jurassic Park, were shot. St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Dominica make up the natural paradise that you can see in the Pirates of the Caribbean series. St. Croix and the US Virgin Islands are where the film Shawshank Redemption was shot, including the famous final scene that takes place in Mexico. In every example, the films themselves act as an amazing advertisement for the region. The film industry and the local tourist industries help and support one another. They all get on well with one another and enjoy a great relationship. I saw this for myself on my recent visit to the Caribbean. Whether you are a filmmaker or a film goer, a trip to the Caribbean is full of beautiful locations. So if you can, get on a plane and go there yourself.